The biggest thing probably is what everybody assisted on was the tire building fire earlier in the week, which we'll get a hold of the folks with. Was that District 2, I guess?
District 2. It was in their section. Obviously, this was a very large fire and ate up their resources and taxed the resources of several groups. We have participated. College Station brought equipment in. Navasota brought equipment in. The other precincts helped out. It was a very heavily involved fire.
Yeah, I'm going to call tires just plain stubborn because of what it's made out of.
Well, they are, and the rubber burns very hot, so it's a very dangerous situation in those buildings. Those buildings are going to be impacted on by the heat buildup of that fire very quickly. It makes it a really dangerous situation for the firefighters because structural collapse can happen very early in a fire like that. There was not a lot of room to move around. There was a large inventory of tires in there, as I understand, and other equipment. All of these things add together to make it a tough situation. And then it was a tough situation for the investigators. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office has an arson investigator in their midst, and they were lead on this investigation. We assisted with some of our people in the process, and I'm sure they'll present their findings when they're ready to.
In the meantime, inside the city limits, there's been some business as well.
Well, there has. We've stayed pretty busy with all of our types of stuff that we do, whether it's medical calls, accidents, all of that sort of thing, plus fires. Still investigating the 505 Wayside fire. There's a few little parts to that puzzle we haven't finished sorting out yet. Last night we had an apartment fire at 200 Rebecca. It was pretty much limited to a front porch in the front of the apartment. It was caused by discarded smoking material that wasn't discarded properly. It was a wooden porch, their older apartments, and that just shows you need to be really careful if you smoke.
Particularly since we're still in the burn ban, regardless of how much rain we receive.
Well, yes, especially because of that, and that just kind of links to what was being announced this morning about everybody looking to the website, briantx.gov. You can go over to the press release link and see where we've put on some hints and helpful information to protect yourself from the wildland hazards. You know, the funny thing is, everybody, when you start talking about wildland, starts thinking about the forest over around Huntsville or
Bastrop or
Colorado, or, you know, some national forest or Yellowstone or something like that.
Yeah, but for those who don't remember, last year or the year before, Bryan College Station fire departments got together with the A&M Forest Service and did this study on just how much natural green space there are in the Twin Cities.
Well, we did, and that's part of how we ended up with a grant for which we were able to get our wildland firefighting truck and our extra training for the guys who worked that truck. But we really do have a lot of what's called green belts, and they're those things that normally you look at them, and they're these real nice green borders between neighborhoods. They're these things that make our creeks that flow through our city really pretty. They've got a lot of foliage. They let it grow more natural through these things. But these are really links that, in a wildland fire situation, this is exactly the trail these things will take to go from one neighborhood to the next. And so that can make them very dangerous to us. And then when they get to your neighborhood, the trick is to make your yard and your house not very easy for the fire to get started at by caring for your property in a way that that doesn't attract the fire.
It'll reduce the chance of it spreading out of the green belts and onto a homeowner's land then.
Right, exactly. You want it to, you want to make sure that it's going to die when it gets to the edge of your property.
And that information, again, is on BrianTX.gov then.
Right, BrianTX.gov. Hit the link that's up on top, across the top of the page there, press releases, and you'll be able to click on the press release that advertises the information for wildland safety.
Well, time is flying by. Anything else that we need to share?
Well, I do want to remind everybody we're in a drought. We had a few sprinkles today, but it's going to take a lot more than that to get us out of this. So everybody needs to be really careful with fire still until we get an appreciable amount of rain and get out of this drought.
And even if it happens this weekend, it'll be gone just as fast as it came, and it'll be dry once again before too long.
It will be, especially on top. We have to replenish some deep down moisture before we'll have moisture on top that will help us.
Thanks again, as always, to Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse, City of Bryan, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.